Today on City Watch, we're visiting with Nate Vanderblink, the general manager of the Clinton Lumber Kings. Hello, Mr. Nate.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Good. So let's talk Lumber Kings.
Let's do it.
Let's talk about, first off, you have how many players that come to town looking for a place to live?
Yeah, so at any given time, we can have up to 40 players on our roster. We have a nice mix of local guys and guys from all over the place. So, for example, this season we have a couple players from Texas, a couple players from Florida, kid from North Carolina, kid from Kansas. So guys come from all around, sometimes a little closer to home. We have a nice mix of Clinton County kids as well as some Quad City natives, but a little bit of everybody from all over the place, it seems, to put a team together.
And these are all college age players and a little bit older?
Yes. So all of our players have to be between the ages of 18 and 25, and they have to have some college athletic eligibility, whether that be at the NCAA, the divisions 1 through 3, at NAIA, which are your smaller four-year colleges, or your junior colleges and community colleges.
And so they're looking for a place to play for the summer so that they might be able to get into a minor league program and kind of make their way up the ladder.
Yeah, the dream is always making the big leagues, and yep. I think every player that comes to us has those aspirations in one way or another. College players, if they're a junior college or maybe an NAIA player, they're looking for that Division I scholarship. If they're in Division I already, maybe they're looking to get drafted by a major league club and enter their minor league system. So it helps them get extra exposure, helps them get extra coaching, and hopefully we can send them back in their fall semesters as better baseball players than they came to Clinton as.
So how do they get that experience? What's coming back this year as your on-field staff?
Yeah, so we do have a new manager this year. Trevor Burkhart is our new on-field coach. He's a native of Davenport, a Davenport West graduate. He is currently a baseball coach down at LSU Shreveport, down in Louisiana. So he is super excited, super gung-ho. He's doing a great job of putting a competitive roster together. I said to him a few weeks ago, I said, Trevor, level with me. How are we going to be this year? And he says, I think we're going to be pretty good. So I take his word for it. So he's responsible for putting the team together as well as getting the rest of his coaching staff together. So we're excited to see what the product on the field is.
And how many other coaches are on the field staff?
Right now we have at least two. We have Tyler Monkman, who is a local guy. He coaches at Sauk Valley Community College over in Dixon. And then Jalen Martinez, who is a native of the Des Moines area, who's coached for us for the, not, sorry, has played for us for the last 2 years. He's also an NAIA Gold Glover, one of the best defensive baseball players in the country when he was playing college ball, but now he's getting into coaching. And then we have some other folks that not officially signed on yet, but you might see some more familiar faces that have maybe done some coaching work with us in the past coming to help our players develop as well.
So what else is going on the field, off the field, that might be, you know, new this year, or maybe let's get some more people to come out and see the ball games?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have lots of giveaways. We have the ones that we've always had, like our bobblehead giveaway, our baseball card giveaway. We also have some other new ones, like we're doing a T-shirt giveaway. I don't know the exact date for that off the top of my head, but I believe that's in June. We also are welcoming the Chicago Snowballs the last weekend in June, who play a Savannah Bananas or Harlem Globetrotter style of baseball.
Cool.
So we're very excited to host them. So I'm not 100% sure at the time of recording here if tickets are on sale quite yet, but they assure me they will be ready to go really soon, and we'll share that on LumberKings.com and all of our socials. We definitely want to pack the place for those events.
Definitely.
There.
And it's not only the Clinton Lumber Kings that play at the stadium. Why don't you hit up on that, you know, other teams that are coming to use the field?
Absolutely. We always host a handful of St. Ambrose games each year. A lot of local high schools, both on the Iowa and the Illinois sides of the river, come out and they play at Nelson Court Field on the same field the Lumber Kings play on. So it's always a full docket every summer. Even when the team is on the road, we're usually pretty busy with other events going on, but lots of good things happening, and we're always excited for when the snow melts and we get to play ball again.
Exactly. So what are the other things that are happening, you know, behind the scenes that are going, like, you know, we've been talking about the upgrades in electricity to the concession.
Yeah, so our operations director, Scotty, and myself, who were there all winter long, a lot of folks operate under the assumption you turn the lights on opening day and we're ready to rock, but we've been doing lots of work in tandem with the city to make improvements around the ballpark, especially in our food and beverage department, trying to make sure that our lines are kept short and our food and drink is of highest quality so folks can get the refreshments and get back to the game. So I think you're going to see some good quality of life improvements at the ballpark this year.
And what's really neat is that we're doing that work in-house with the city staff, and that really helps out.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's about all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening to this edition of City Watch.